Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. October is open enrollment time for many employer-based insurance plans, and on November 1st, the same begins for Obamacare plans. With all of the uncertainties that have hit these markets this year, and especially recently, our next guest believes there will be some suffering for enrollees. Lynn Bailey is our resident healthcare economist. She practices in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Lynn, welcome back.
I'm here because the fair has started. It is football season, tailgate season. And have you noticed an increase in insurance plan ads on your television in the evening?
Did you get a corn dog over at the fair for lunch today?
I have not yet made it to the fair, but the fair has a couple of days left. So, you know, I may yet get there. But it is open enrollment season. State health plans, state employees, open enrollment started the 1st of October. Federal employees' health plan enrollment starts November 13th and runs through December 11th. Medicare starts November the 15th. I mean, you name it. Everything is up for enrollment. And if you think you are confused, you will be confused. If you are a federally employed person, you have 262 plans to choose from. If, however, on the 1st of November, you are a person who has been participating in the Affordable Care Plan offered by Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you're going to not have nearly the assistance and outreach that was available to you in past years. The basic provider of that was the Palmetto Project, and their grant from the Trump administration this year was severely cut. Though I do note that the Richland County Library is advertising and from their own funds are going to reach out and provide staff to help that.
And so the recent changes announced by the Trump administration, the executive order, and how that may affect us here in South Carolina and when that might have any effect.
I will be interested to see. There have been attempts in the past to do association health plans in South Carolina, and they have not been extremely successful. What the executive order allows those plans to do is opt out of the essential benefits plan. So in other words, Chamber of Commerce are an association, and they could, for their members who are businesses within a community, develop a plan that their members could subscribe to and also provide to their employees. And they could design the plan to fit their particular community needs, which means they might find a way to provide less expensive healthcare plans, which usually means that something is getting left on the table.
So I guess over the next several months is when we'll start seeing more details about what may or may not be available in South Carolina.
But for folks in South Carolina, and there's another group that I'm particularly worried about, Congress has yet to extend the Children's Health Insurance Plan, which is the piece of legislation that came to us in the Clinton administration, which expanded coverage through the Medicaid program for low-income families with children. It's great coverage for people who have low incomes and get their kids covered. It has not been extended by Congress. There are sufficient funds in the budget for the Department of Health and Human Services that we can probably carry this on until early in spring. But if we want to keep this up in South Carolina, our legislature may have to pony up additional money. There are lots of things that in the open season I'm worried about, and it's not that, you know, state employees and federal employees who have 200-page booklets to work their way through and advisors that they can call. It's the people who are left that don't have those services that I worry about.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much for stopping by the studio today with an update.
I'll be back next month, Mike.
Lynn Bailey is a healthcare economist practicing in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll have a link to her Twitter page posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.